News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The meeting between the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Jewish leaders in the US could be in jeopardy after reports that a number of groups have cancelled that meeting. We're joined by Daniel Rubenstein, Middle East analyst at the Israeli Citizens Spokesperson Office and former social media advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu. Daniel, I know you're not aware of the exact ins and outs of this potential meeting, but are you surprised to hear that groups have cancelled their meeting with an Taoiseach?
Thank you for having me. I'm not surprised to hear that there is a lot of tension between the State of Israel and the government of Ireland, as well as American Jewish leaders, because the relations between the State of Israel and Ireland have gone downhill, especially since the breakout of the October 7th war. One of the main sparks for this downgrade in relations is the role of Ireland at the International Court of Justice. The government of South Africa brought a case to the International Court of Justice accusing Israel of genocide. This is perhaps the worst crime that one could be accused of. And the government of Ireland not only sided with the government of South Africa in this case, but asked the International Court of Justice to broaden its interpretation of what constitutes the commission of genocide. Sure. So in other words, the court could not have found Israel guilty of the crime of genocide unless the definition of genocide was changed just to find Israel guilty. So this is one of a number of things that led to very strong disagreements between Ireland and Israel, and also the American Jewish community that cares deeply about Israel.
Your ambassador to the US has supported the move from Jewish representatives. He said, if any Jewish leader cancelled the meeting, they should be commended. It would show leadership. The battle for anti-Semitism starts with shunning anti-Semites. That's a pretty outrageous statement from your ambassador, is it not, to label the Taoiseach, even indirectly, as an anti-Semite? There's absolutely no evidence to back that up whatsoever.
There's an enormous overlap between what an anti-Semite would do in terms of its policy toward Israel and what the government of Ireland has done, which is effectively called on Israel to surrender to the Hamas terrorist army, which carried out a massacre on October 7th.
And I accept there may be an overlap, but it is possible, and it's absolutely legitimate for you to disagree with the view, but it is possible for somebody to be extremely critical of Israel and their actions in Gaza and not be anti-Semitic.
Yes, we're not speaking about just a criticism of Israel. We're speaking about the trick that criticism at this time of this event is specifically about the Prime Minister of Israel or about the policy of Israel. The people of Israel believe that they're fighting a just war and they're fighting it justly, and the government of Ireland has accused them of carrying out a genocide. So that's an enormous gap, and it feels
like
it's
a huge gap. It's a huge gap, and sorry to cut across you, Dan. It is a huge gap. But it doesn't make anyone who makes that allegation, it doesn't make them an anti-Semite.
By itself, certainly not. But there's a long list of actions that the government of Ireland has taken that, in effect, have the same outcome that any anti-Semite would like, which is to see Israel lose this war to Hamas, and that Hamas will remain the government of Gaza, and that it will be in a position to carry out more massacres in the future.
Oh, okay, but the logical extension of what you're saying is that if you criticize, you cannot criticize Israel, because if you do, you're on the same side as an anti-Semite.
Completely false. I'm not speaking about criticism of Israel. I'm speaking in this case about accusing Israel of genocide as it engages in the most just self-defense operation, perhaps in the history of self-defense operations, when it's bordering a terrorist army that promises very openly to carry out a genocide. So we're not speaking about criticism of a policy. We're speaking about siding with Israel's enemies who are demanding that Israel end the war that Hamas started while Hamas is holding hostages in Gaza. Hamas has been holding hostages for over 500 days.
I know that. We're aware of that.
And
yeah,
called on Israel to stop.
We're absolutely aware. Final question, Daniel. you know, if you obviously feel strongly about this, the Jewish leaders in the US obviously feel strongly about this, why not meet the Taoiseach and put that argument to him? How does it help anything to snub the Taoiseach, to not meet him?
Well, I'm in favor of meetings and conversations and dialogue, and that's why I'm happy to speak with you. And I would encourage people to judge for themselves how they wish to engage in such dialogue. The state of Israel certainly has experienced enormous frustration and lack of progress. And in regards to its relations with Ireland, it had decided to close its embassy in Ireland as a result of a long string of actions. But in terms of how the American Jewish leadership wants to engage with the prime minister, I'll leave that for them to comment on.
Okay. Daniel Rubenstein, Middle East analyst at the Israeli Citizen Spokesperson Office, former Associate Media Advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.